Alrighty, let's see. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. And I think we're ready to go. Good morning, live. We're live streaming on Podbean, fritzreport.podbean.com. And it is Sunday morning, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, May 5th, 2024. And we're going to talk about the rise of anti-Satanism in the world. Yes, the rise of anti-Satanism. Every Christian needs to be a rabid anti-Satanist. He's our adversary. He's our great enemy. We need to know about our enemy. We've got a whole military-industrial complex. And they spend billions of dollars learning about enemies and potential enemies. Not only enemies, but potential enemies. Billions. Oh, we're going to study about our enemy. What's our enemy like? Who's our enemy? Where does our enemy live? What are his tactics, techniques, and procedures? What are the TTPs of the enemies of the United States of America? And we're going to fund graduate schools, and we're going to fund the CIA, and we're going to fund the State Department, and we're going to fund the Defense Intelligence Agency, and we're going to fund nonprofit, the RAND Corporation, to find out what our enemy is doing and how our enemy operates, and identifying the leaders of the enemy, the Russians, the Chinese, the ISIS imams, the Iranians. And we're going to spend billions and billions, and we're going to have entire professions dedicated to figuring out who the enemy of the United States of America is and how to defeat that enemy, what kind of tools they use and how to defeat those tools. Billions, billions. And it's a noble and grand effort that everybody's supposed to be behind, and Congress will not ever vote against a law to spend money to find out what the enemy is doing. So today, we're going to talk about the enemy of Jesus Christ, and we're going to talk about the enemy of the church. And we're going to talk about the rise of anti-Satanism. It's about time we had the rise of anti-Satanism. We need to talk about the rise of anti-Satanism in the world today. We need to welcome it. We need to guide it. We need to expand it. And we need to become intelligent about our enemy, intelligent about those who would genocide the white and Christian race, who would genocide the Church of Jesus Christ, who would genocide the countries, the sons and daughters of Christendom. Oh, God loves everybody. Oh, but God does love everybody. God would never fight. Jesus would never fight. You little homosexual. Yeah, no, sorry. No, not sorry. We have an enemy. The enemy is Satan. We're going to talk about Satan and how he moves, how he works, what he does, who he goes after. Satan is the enemy. It's as old as the creation of the world. You had literally a perfect creation, literally a perfect situation, literally perfection on earth, heaven on earth, with the handsome Adam and the beautiful Eve. By the way, Eve was taken from the side of Adam. God didn't need any diversity. Hello? God didn't need any diversity. He didn't like, oh, say, okay, I can't make Adam look like this, and I'm going to make Eve real diverse, make her nasty looking, fat and ugly. No, 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 no. Well, we need diversity. No, God is not a God of diversity. If he's a God of diversity, he makes zebras and he makes horses. That's diversity. Different races, they don't mix. Then he makes orangutans. Not even the orangutans mixed with the chimps. They don't do that. God's creation is smarter than that. Oh, I'm already going down rabbit trails, aren't we? By the way, Abram married his half-sister. Married his half-sister. God didn't say, oh, I need to be diverse. I need to be diverse. He marries his half-sister. Isaac marries into the cousins. So does Jacob. Hello? Hello? When they have the bride of Jesus Christ, do you think God's going to say, I want something completely unlike Jesus Christ? No. The church is supposed to be the bride of Christ. We're supposed to be like Christ. We're supposed to be his body. He's not going to say, well, I'm going to get something the opposite of Jesus because, you know, I believe in diversity. No. Well, we're all one in Christ. Right. And that's why you got unisex bathrooms in First Baptist Church now. That's why you're marrying men, because we're all one in Christ, isn't it? All right. All right. I'm straying. Pull me back in. The enemy of mankind, the enemy of God Almighty, remains Satan. The Garden of Eden, the serpent representing Satan, the serpent, the devil. He can't attack God directly. So who does he attack? He attacks the church of God. He attacks Adam and Eve. He couldn't go against Adam directly, so he goes after Eve. Nothing's changed. There's your TTPs. Satan can't attack God, so he attacks God's people. Satan can't attack God, so he attacks God's people. Satan can't attack God, so he attacks God's people. The temptation of Christ, he tried to tempt Christ. Christ says, no, I don't need this stuff. I don't need your stuff. There's no temptation there for me. First Thessalonians. Let's learn about Satan and how he works. Who murdered Jesus Christ? You guys remember who murdered Jesus Christ? Why is that hard? Oh, it's the Romans. No, it's the Jews. Here's a former Jew. His name used to be Saul. He changed his name to Paul. He rejected Judaism in root and branch. Oh, he is proud to be a child of Israel, but being a child of Israel is not the same as being a Jew. Don't ever make that mistake. Oh, they're Jews. They're Israel. No. When we'll get into that. Is Ivanka Trump a Jew? She converted to Jew. Now she says she's a Jew, and all her kids are going to be Jew. Why would somebody convert to the synagogue of Satan? The synagogue of Satan. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. For you, brethren... Now, he's writing to a white and European church. This is Thessalonians. Oh, you can't say that. You can't say that. Paul is writing to a white... He's writing to a European church, Thessalonica. He's writing to a European church. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. We're where? In Judea. For you also endured the same affliction at the hands of your own countrymen, even as they did from the Jews. Jews. Yes, I know that word. Jews. Fritz, you can't talk about the Jews. You're like Adolf Hitler. You're anti-Semitic. No, I'm anti-Satanic. Not anti-Semitic, I'm anti-Satanic. 300 times in the Bible is the word Jew. 300 times in the Bible is the word Jew. Jew, Jew, Jew. I got some of you out there, they recorded me, and I kept saying Jew over and over and over again. They put it up on the internet, and they put it up on the TV shows. Jew. 300 times in the Bible it says Jew. Don't you think you ought to pay attention to it? It talks way more about Jew than born again in the Bible. Hello. There's more about Jew in the Bible than there is about being baptized. There's more about Jew in the Bible than there's about heaven and hell. Jew, 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 Jew. 300 times in the Bible it says Jew. You want to know about the Jews? Read the book of Esther. Read the book of John. Read the book of Acts. Just right there. That's it. Just read those three books. Esther, John, and Acts. Esther. The Gospel according to St. John and the book of Acts. 80 times in the book of Acts it talks about Jew. 80 times in one book it talks about Jew. Who are the Jews in the book of Acts? They're the enemies of the church of God and Jesus Christ. They're the enemies of the church of God and Jesus Christ. 80 times in the book of Acts alone. Who's Jesus' opposition? Who's the one that murdered Jesus Christ? It's the Jews. Read the gospel according to St. John. Read the gospel according to St. John. It's the Jew, the Jew, the Jew, the Jew, the Jew. All every time, every time. I know, I haven't even got through my first scripture yet, and I'm going off on the Jews again. How about that? Well, funny how that is. Bible 300 times the Bible talks about Jesus, and preachers won't preach about it. They've sided with the synagogue of Satan. Instead of being anti-satanic, they become apologists for the synagogue of Satan. Read the book of Esther. And I know. I used to read the book of Esther. Says, oh, the Jews saved themselves from bad people, from bad Haman. Well, go read it again. Ask yourself when you read the book of Esther, how many times God is mentioned in the book of Esther? How many times is God mentioned in the book of Esther? How many times is there explicitly a prayer to God? How many times is it referred to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the book of Esther? How many times is it referred to Moses? How many times is it referred to the Ten Commandments? How many times is it referred to the prophets? Zero. 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 And these Jews, oh my goodness, these Jews, professional victims all the way back to the book of Esther. Professional victims. They literally ran the kingdom. A Jewess was the consort to the king, Ahasuerus, his wife. Oh, they're just powerless and they're victims. She's the queen. They're just victims. She's the queen of the Persian Empire. Don't want to give me this victim stuff. Mordecai is elevated to be number two in command of the whole empire. Oh, they're just victims. They're victims. They round up and start murdering people by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. They started murdering people in the book of Esther. They murdered all their own enemies. Oh, they're innocent victims. No, they're the murderers. They're the liars and the murderers that Jesus Christ warned you about. And they set up a new holiday in the book of Esther to chance. There's no reference to thanking God for their salvation. They set up a holiday. It's called Purim. To the God of chance. Oh, you want to know about the Jews? Esther, the gospel according to St. John and the book of Acts. Pray for the rise and success of an anti-satanic movement in the world. The Jews who both killed the Lord Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 15. The Jews who, they killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets. The Jews killed Jesus Christ and the prophets. Little Mikey Johnson, little miniature evangelical, just rushed through a law protecting the Jews from hearing the scripture. Makes it illegal to say the scripture. That the Jews killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and they drove us out. Paul says, and they drove us out. They are not pleasing to God. The Jews are not pleasing to God. The Jews are not pleasing to God. 1 Thessalonians 2:15. They are not pleasing to God. The Jews are not pleasing to God. The Jews are not pleasing to God. 1 Thessalonians 2:15. The Jews are not pleasing to God. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. Hey, listen, you're either anti-Christ or you're anti-satanic. There's no third path. There's no neutral ground. Satan offered Eve a neutral third path. Big fat mistake. Big fat mistake. There is no third path. It's Christ or Antichrist. Judas Iscariot did not have a choice. He's going to be with Christ or he's going to be with the Antichrist. He chose to be with the Antichrist. There's no third path. There's no people standing out there, oh, we're neutral. We're neutral. We don't want anything to do with your little religious spat. There's the Creator, and there's everything else. You're going to be either on his side. I'm just telling you what the book says. I'm just telling you what the book says. You don't like it? Guess who else doesn't like it? The Jews don't like the book. They hate the book. They hate the book. They hated the law. They hated the prophets. Go look, read the book of Esther. Not one reference to the patriarchs, not one reference to Moses, not one reference to the law, not one reference to the prophets. The Jews hate the book. They hate the Torah. The Jews hate the Torah. Don't ever let them tell you they believe in the Torah. If they believed in the Torah, they would have believed in Jesus Christ. Came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ himself. If you would have believed in Moses, Jesus said to the Jews, you would have believed in me. Don't ever raise that issue with me and tell me the Jews believe in the Torah. They've explicitly renounced it. Oh, I know. They keep it around. I've been to the synagogues. You open up their little ark or their whatever. And they got 10 commandments in there and they cover it back up. Their book's the Talmud. And there was ever a book of Satanism, it's the Talmud. Do your own research. Google it up. What does the Talmud say about Jesus Christ? We're not even through the first scripture yet. We've got a ways to go. Hang on. Get your coffee. The Jews both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out. They are not pleasing to God. The Jews are not pleasing to God. But they're hostile to all mankind. If you're a black, the Jews are hostile to you. You think the Jews like blacks? They brought in those Ethiopian Jews, supposedly Ethiopian Jews. Remember that's 20, 30 years ago? Oh, we found some Jews and they're black and we're diverse and tolerant. They brought them all in. They sterilized them and now they're exporting them to Europe. They don't love the blacks. They use the blacks. The Jews use the blacks to go after the whites. Oh, people wake up. It's so obvious, but nobody wants to do this because I'm afraid they're going to call me a Hitler and a Nazi and anti-Semite. And you're afraid of your own shadow. Let me tell you something. Jump in. The water's fine. Jump in. The water's fine. Free yourself from the shackles that they put on you. Only you can free your mind. Only you can free your mind. Oh, they're going to call me dirty names. Have you ever read the Gospel of Jesus Christ? Have you ever read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You see what they called him? Didn't you ever read what Jesus Christ told his disciples? He says, look, dude, you think this is bad. If they called me this, what do you think they're going to call you? Oh, but I want to be righteous amongst the Gentiles. I want them to love me. I want Satan's children to love me. Yeah, you can do that. That's what happened to Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot couldn't take the heat anymore. He says, you know what? I want the Jews to love me. And so he joined the Jews. Judas Iscariot joined the Jews. Judas Iscariot was called by Jesus Christ to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And he sided with the Jews. And it would be better if he had never been born. Preacher, don't let that be you. Don't let that be you, preacher. Well, you know, the Jews and Hitler and the Nazis and they're hostile to all mankind. They are not pleasing to God. The Jews are not pleasing to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. The Jews are not pleasing to God. Why? Why? Why, church? I can answer that question, but I don't know if I want to. The Lord confronts Adam and Eve and the serpent. He starts with Adam. Adam said, don't look at me, look at the woman. The woman says, hey, it wasn't me, it was Satan. The serpent deceived me. You don't think the serpent's not deceiving the church today? That's his gift. It's not temptation. Okay, we're tempted when we're carried away by our own fleshly lusts. Oh, I just couldn't help myself. I was out last Saturday night with Susie, and I just couldn't help myself. Yeah, no, that's just your own flesh. You're a human being, dude. You're a human being. Deception is what the enemy does. Deception is when the Christian pastor goes out and say the modern day Jews are God's chosen people. That's deception. We're trying to figure out what our enemy does and how our enemy does it. That's called deception. You're deceived, pastor. You're deceived, Christian. And if you know the scriptures, it becomes painfully obvious. And I mean painfully obvious. The Jews are not pleasing to God. They're hostile to all mankind. The Jews are hostile to the blacks. They're hostile to the Hispanics, especially the Catholic Hispanics. Where's the Christian blacks? There's a few out there. There's this one guy out of New York City. I can't remember his name. He's great. I turn him on every once in a while to get juiced up. I forget his name. The Jews hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they may be saved. The Jews hinder the preaching of the gospel so that people can be saved. The Jews hinder the preaching of the gospel that people can be saved. With the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins. The sins of who? The sins of the Jews. The sins of the Jews. The sins of the Jews. The wrath has come upon them. Who's them? The Jew. The Jew. The wrath has come upon them, the Jew, unto even to the utmost. You don't believe Jesus Christ? You don't believe Fritz Bergen? Go ask Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, a notorious anti-Satanist. Mel Gibson, the anti-Satanist, tries to make a movie about Jesus Christ, about Jesus Christ, about Jesus Christ. He couldn't get any funding out of Hollywood. And you know that. The press will say that. He couldn't get any funding out of Hollywood, so he self-raised his, he raised his own money and and it's one of the been not only one of the greatest movies ever made, but the most profitable. Why do you call it Hollywood and not the Jews? You covering up for them? The Jews run Hollywood. Mel Gibson has told you the Jews run Hollywood. Everybody knows this. The Jews run Hollywood. The Jews run Hollywood. So when you say Hollywood wouldn't fund a movie about Jesus Christ, it's the Jews would not fund a movie about Jesus Christ so that Mel Gibson could preach the gospel to the Gentiles so they could be saved. It's the same thing as in 1 Thessalonians 2:16. The Jews drove Mel Gibson out, prevented him from preaching the gospel so that then Gentiles can be saved. It applies directly to the Jews in 2024 as it did 2,000 years ago. We're trying to learn about our enemy. Our enemy is Satan. I think we got agreement on that. How does Satan operate? Well, I'm telling you how they operate. Well, the Jews are God's chosen people. Oh, really? Okay. Let's go look up the Gospel according to St. John. And we're going to read I don't know where I should start. Chapter 6. Therefore the Jews were grumbling about him because Jesus said, I'm the bread that comes out of heaven. Jesus said, truly I say to you, he who believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. John 6:52. Then the Jews began to argue with one another, how can this man give us flesh to eat? 59. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Verse 66. As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. Chapter 7, after these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling to walk in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. All right, that little law that was just passed by the little baby evangelical, Mikey Johnson, who sided with the Jews, just like Judas Iscariot, would make this illegal. The Jews were seeking to kill him. Who's him? Jesus. The Jews, don't ever come and try to lecture me and tell me it was the Romans who murdered Jesus Christ when over and over and over and over and over again. The Holy Scripture says it was the Jews. It was the Jews. Chapter 7, verse 11. So the Jews were seeking to kill him in the feast and were saying, where is he? The Jews were seeking to kill Jesus Christ at the feast and were saying, where is he? Yet no one was openly speaking of him Jesus, for fear of the Jews. Verse 13, chapter 7, Gospel according to St. John. Jesus says, "Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answers, "You have a demon." Genesis 3:15, there's enmity. There's a deep-seated hatred between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. It's so painfully obvious. So some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is this not the man whom they," the Jews, "are seeking to kill?" Chapter 8. So Jesus was saying to the Jews, chapter 8, verse 31, to the Jews. The Jews answered and said, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you, Jews, are seeking to kill me. Hello, Satan's children. If God were your father, you would love me. Don't tell me the father of the Jews is God. Jesus says, if God were your father, you would love me. Don't tell me they're the children of God. Jesus Christ said, if God were your father, you would love me. Verse 44, chapter 8. Jesus Christ is speaking to the Jews. You are of your father, the devil. The Jews are of their father, the devil. The Jews have a father. His name is the devil, the serpent, the snake, the viper, Satan, Lucifer. The father of the Jews is Satan. They are not God's chosen people. Do not equate Jew with the child of Israel. Never, ever, ever do that. Satan's gift is deception. It's bait and switch. It's magic tricks. Y'all know how to tell a dude from a chick. Some dude walks up and says, "I'm a woman." You can say, you ain't no woman. You're a dude. You can spot a tranny a mile away. Yet you can't spot a fraudster, a liar, a deceiver who says they are Jews and they're Israel and they're not. They're simply descendants of those who converted to a demonic religion called Judaism. Rabbinical Judaism? Talmudic Judaism? These modern Jews, these Ashkenazic Jews, Edomite Jews, Sephardic Jews, their ancestors were not the biological children of Israel. Many peoples, back into the book of Esther, many peoples converted to become Jews. You got people all over running around the State Department, the United States government, they're Jews, they're Ashkenazic, they're European Jews because their ancestors converted to rabbinical Judaism, Talmudic Judaism, over 1,000 years ago. They made their choice. They made the same choice as Judas Iscariot. Is Ivanka Trump a true Jew? She's a Christian German that forsook Jesus Christ and swore allegiance to Satan. That's what you do when you become a Jew. Who's that little black singer, that little tap dancer from the 50s? I can't remember his name. He becomes a Jew. Oh, he's a child of Israel now? Dude cuts off his private parts and says, "I'm a woman." Now is he a woman? Marilyn Monroe converted, becomes a Jew. Elizabeth Taylor converts and becomes a Jew. Are they all Jews? Famous authors that we read today converted and become Jews. Funny how you can't name the Jew. Oh, except me, I will. I'm not the only one. All right, this is what Jews do. You are of your father, the devil, and you do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of the lies. Never believe a Jew. Never believe a Jew. Never believe a Jew. They are of their father, the devil, who was a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. They speak of their own nature. Oh, we're victims. We're victims. We're victims. You run the banks of the world. You sit in the offices of the prime minister and the president. You run Hollywood. You run the banks. Larry Fink runs BlackRock, another Jew. He's got a seat on every major corporation in the on the planet. Oh, we're victims. You got more power. Satan comes down, he tempts Jesus Christ, he takes him up onto the mountain. He says, look, I'll give you all the power over all the world. I'll make you rule all the nations. I'll give you all the wealth and glory there. Jesus turns him down. The Jews took it up. Jesus says, we'll take that bargain. The Jews are the children of the devil. The devil gives them the power over the nations. He gives them the wealth and the glory of the nations. And they act like their father because they're liars and they're murderers. Book of Esther, they're murderers. Book of Esther, they're murderers. Book of Esther, the Jews are murderers. They take power. They're professional victims. And they begin murdering their people. Nobody laid a hand on a Jew in the Book of Esther. Nobody laid a hand on the Jew in the Book of Esther. There's not one Jew that died in the Book of Esther. Oh, but they were planning. Haman was planning on it. Haman correctly identified the Jews as the enemy. In the entire Book of Esther, nobody lays a hand on the Jews. But the Jews, they were already in power. They were already in power. The queen of the empire was Jew. Oh, yeah, you keep a figurehead out there so people don't recognize it. Same in the United States today. You got it. Biden, oh, the Catholic, the Irish Catholic. He's all but said I'm a Jew. He's all but said it. All his kids marry Jew. He says, if I could convert, I know right where I'd be. He wears his little skull cap. He says, I've been to more Jewish Talmudic services than most Jews have. Nothing's changed from the Bible. Nothing's changed. Oh, the Jews are just victims. They're always victims. They're professional victims. They get all the power, yet they're the professional victims. And they're liars and they're hypocrites. They're liars and they're hypocrites. They accuse Jesus Christ and they convict him in their own court. They said, but, you know, we're too good. We're going to get some other people to do the dirty work so our hands can stay clean. They take him to Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate says, I find no guilt in this man. This guy's innocent. You take him judging by your own law. Here's your king of the Jews. Judging by your own law. He said, no. We can't do that. We're forbidden from doing it. They're too good for their own business. They get the Romans to do the dirty work. The European man, Pilate says, I find no guilt in this man. And he washes his hands in front of the Jews. He said, you do it yourself. And they said, our blood be upon our heads and on the heads of our children. We have no king but Caesar, said the Jews. They have no king but Satan, said the Jews. Paul attests. He says, they murdered Jesus Christ. They murdered the apostles. They're liars. And you got this deceived church running around, this Judeo-Christian church running around, groveling before the synagogue of Satan. Shall we get a couple other verses out of here? Matthew 23. Verse 15, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. These are the leaders of the Jews. These are the people that teach Talmudic Judaism. The Talmud, 2,000 years ago, was the oral tradition that Jesus Christ warned about. The traditions and precepts of the elders. And Jesus Christ looks at these people who are spreading this Talmudic Judaism. And he says, woe are you, scribes and Pharisees, because you travel around on sea and land to make one proselyte. What does that tell you? They're converting other peoples, not the children of Israel, to Talmudic Judaism. Even if you don't believe the Book of Esther, read Jesus Christ. He says, listen, you're going after, you converting people to your Talmudic religion. And you make them twice the sons of hell that you already are. You make them twice the sons of hell that you already are. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. Well, then you better be anti-Semitic and you better be anti-satanic. You better be anti-Semitic and anti-satanic. Verse 29, Matthew chapter 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Again, the propagators of Talmudic Judaism. You hypocrites. You testify against yourself that you're the sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? Never side with the Jew. Never side with the Jew. You serpents, you brood of vipers. Jesus Christ is very, very, very explicit. You serpents, you brood, you children of Satan. You brood, you children of the serpent of Satan. How will you escape the sense that, don't give me this stuff, they're God's chosen people. They're Satan's chosen people. Now, I've ranted on for quite a bit. I got lots of other scriptures to back this up. Go to bloodandfaith.com. We're trying to save our world. Yet the orders that we have from our satanic masters is you can't shoot Satan's children. Imagine that, being in an army. You say, go out there and fight in the army. Here's your gun, but don't use it. And if you see an enemy, you can't shoot at them. You can turn and shoot your own people, but you cannot shoot the enemy. That's the rules of, engagement we live under today. The rules of engagement that we live under today says this. If you identify the true enemy, you can't do anything about it. In fact, you got to bow down and take their orders and give them your money, give them their guns, give them your bullets. That's the rules of engagement we operate under today as a church, as Christians. If you see the enemy, if you see the seed of the serpent, you have to, you can't touch them. That's a hell of a way to run a war. Hell of a way to run a war. You can't touch these people because they're God's chosen people. No, they're Satan's chosen people. We're at war. We are at war. Satan has a synagogue. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. Satan has a synagogue. It's called the Jews. It's called the Jews. Our enemy is the Jews. Oh, our enemy is Satan. Our enemy is the Jews. They're the children of Satan. They're the synagogue of Satan. Do you think Jesus Christ held back on his criticism of the Jews? I don't think so. Not when he says they're the children of the devil. Do you think Paul held back on the criticism of the Jews when he says they're hostile to all mankind and they murdered the prophets and Jesus Christ? I don't think so. Why are we? Why do we hold back? Why do we hold back? Oh, the Jews are God's chosen people. Who said that? Who told you that? Don't mistake the biologics of Israel with somebody that runs around and got a little skull cap on her head today. Don't do that. Some woman shows up, Liz Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, Ivanka Trump. Oh, I'm a Jew now. Oh, right. Uh-huh. Listen, you're a son or daughter of Christian Europe, and you converted to the Jews because it was advantageous to you. Same as the people in Esther chapter 8, verse 17. Same as the people in Matthew chapter 23, verse 15. He says you make these proselytes twice the sons of hell as you guys are. Well, I've just never heard this before. Well, it's in the Bible. Like I said, the church wants to have a play war. It's a play war for the church. Oh, we want to sing "Onward, Christian Soldiers" and pretend that we're brave, but we got air swords. We're fighting imaginary foes, and you got Satan that has his biological children out there. Those people that have sworn oaths to Lucifer, their god. And the church won't touch them. May there be a rise of anti-Satanism in the world. May there be a great revival of anti-Satanism on the planet. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.